We've been looking at the journey of life and focusing on اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us on the right path. Looking at the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent in the form of one, the Quran, and two, the form of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Ahlul Bayt. We've been focusing on the Quran, and today I promised that I would look at how to respond to the Quran. Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companion Ma'adh, if you're eager for the life of the lucky ones, desire the death of the shahada, wish for salvation on the day of Qiyamah, want guidance when lost, then Ma'adh, start the study of the Quran. Because the Quran is the word of Allah, that which saves you from shaitan, and is helpful in increasing good deeds. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam has said, it is for a believer that he or she should not die, but in a state of either learning the Quran or teaching it. Studying the Quran means responding to it. There is an ayah in Surah Al-Hujurat, ayah 2, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, La tarfa'u aswatakum fawta sawti an-nabi, do not raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet. ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. And don't speak loud to him as you speak loud to each other, lest your deeds become null while you do not perceive. Now when this ayah was revealed, there was a blind man called Thabib ibn Qais ibn Shamas. He stopped coming to the mosque. Because he was deaf and he had to speak loudly, he thought he would be contravening this ayah of Quran if he spoke to the Prophet in a tone that was higher. When the Prophet found out why he had stopped, he actually went to see him and said, look, it is not for you. It is for those who one day were disputing about the Prophet's decision and were, you know, they were in a group actually discussing it so loudly near him, and he was agitating him. So response to the Quran is the way Thabib responded to this ayah. He was so taken back by it, he just stopped coming to the mosque. In his case, obviously, he misinterpreted it. But in our case, it is actually taking the ayah like that. And that can only happen if we understand the Quran. Incidentally, this ayah is put on top of the Zari in Masjid al-Nabi. When you do go there, look at it. May Allah grant us all the opportunity to be able to visit Medina soon. So, important to be able to absorb it, manifest it. And like I always say, the Prophet ﷺ said, it means read, memorize, understand, apply and teach. And that's what response is all about. So we will start our journey with the first surah. And that is Suratul Fatiha, known as Ummul Kitab. It is known as Al-Shifa, Al-Sab'a Mathani, Al-Hamd, Al-Fatiha. I will talk more about it in various details. With that, we've been doing Q114, where we will be able to memorize and familiarize ourselves to the surah in sequence using the link system. So without further ado, let's first look at Suratul Fatiha.